Hello, everybody, and welcome to Conscious Footprints. Conscious Footprints is something where you can ask pretty much any question. I will start always with some kind of a topic, but I won't make it too long. And then it's really open for questions, but it is not so much about like trying to get me to do a private session, but it's more like, yes, sometimes whatever is up for you can become something that is a contribution to everyone. But you may ask that question before you ask your question. Just, hey, is this a contribution to everybody here? And is this going to create something greater for everyone here? So that's pretty much it. But today we're going to talk about bodies. And I was being reminded that, you know, this is a global event. As we can see, there's people literally from everybody around the world. And some of you, it's summer. Oh, goodness. Okay. So, yes, we have winter in the northern hemisphere, but if you are in the southern hemisphere right now, it's summer for you. So, this whole topic of like our body in the winter, you know, and now it's like, well, I am, you know, not in the winter, I'm in the summer. So what am I gonna do? So I will actually address both a little bit because it's actually going to be pretty easy to do that. Well, first of all, I just wanted to say to if you are brand new here and if you have never had any kind of exposure to the tools of Access Consciousness, please know that these tools are very pragmatic and they work. And the one thing that we use to basically create a more space, more ease, and also eradicate some of your points of view views is called the clearing statement. And the clearing statement goes like this: right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys, pullovers, and beyonds. And you can find more information at theclearingstatement.com. So please, if you have any questions about this, I'm happy to talk about it. But Dane and Simone do a very fine job at that website explaining all the words and what they mean and what they do. And so please go there later and check it out if you would like to know a bit more about that. Now, in terms of what we're doing here right now, I would really like to run some clearings, meaning what would it take to have more ease with bodies? Because bodies are amazing. And a lot of times we're judging them. And, you know, it seems like really for no particular good reason, but just because that is what we have learned from very, very early on. You have to judge your body because your body should be perfect, you know, and you should look perfect. You should have the perfect weight and you should have the perfect hair and you should have the perfect skin and you should have the perfect everything. But who defines perfect again? So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy non-created, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pullovers, and beyonds. So when I run this clearing, it basically is asking the energy to go back to wherever this insane point of view or limitation was created and to eradicate it right there. And it really works well. So everything that you have done to vilify your body, will you destroy non-created, please? Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pullovers, and beyond. And everything that you have done to constantly judge your body, will you destroy and uncreate all that, please? Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pullovers, and beyond. So we have not grown up acknowledging and loving our bodies. As kids, we basically had very few points of views about bodies and what they look like and all of that. We just had fun with them. Remember the times when you would run around and play in the dirt and do whatever, and you had absolutely no worries and no point of view about your body. So what would it take to create that now? Everything that doesn't allow that times a gazillion will you destroy and uncreate it, please. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. And everything that you have bought about how to judge your body well from your parents, from your society, from your country, from this planet, will you destroy and uncreate all that, please, times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. And everywhere where you're constantly looking at yourself and going, oh, I wish this was different, and I wish I would look like that, will you destroy and uncreate all that, please, times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. One thing that's also important, you can never go back. So everywhere you're trying to go back to your youth, oh, I wish I just could go back. I looked so beautiful when I was young. Will you please destroy and uncreate all that, times a gazillion? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, povats, and beyond. You cannot go back, but you can still ask for your cells and for the structure in your body to reverse aging. So everything that doesn't allow that, times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. So reversing aging doesn't mean that you go back to being a toddler, but reversing aging is basically where you are no longer you are now asking your body to basically do whatever it knows to stay young. So everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. So it's not about going back. It's just asking our bodies to create whatever they know to have a youthfulness about them. And it is really about an energy, not necessarily about the looks. So what if you also just acknowledge that if you start asking for that and you start feeling better, but you still look the same, will you still please acknowledge that you're changing something with your body? So everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, povats, and beyond. One of the things that we are also doing quite dynamically is that we have removed ourselves from nature. We are living in our houses. We get from the house into the car, from the car to the office, and then we sit in the office all day, and then we do the same in reverse. Maybe we go shopping, but a lot of people are not spending a lot of time outdoors anymore, and a lot of people are not really being connected to nature anymore. So everything that you have done to disconnect yourself from nature, will you please destroy and uncreate all that, times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, povats, and beyond. And please don't judge yourself if you're not taking walks in the woods and all that kind of stuff. It's more like, are you willing to receive from nature regardless? Everything that doesn't allow that, times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, povats, and beyond. So really, truly just receiving the energy of nature, whether you're sitting at home in your house or whether you're in an apartment, in a skyscraper, in a very big city, you can still ask to receive the energy of nature through your body. So everything that you have done to not allow that, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds. Another thing that has occurred here is that we now have food available from around the world pretty much all the time. We go to the supermarket and you can find a huge array and variety of all kinds of foods year round. This wasn't the case not too long ago. Our bodies were basically eating and ingesting whatever was available around us for a very, very long time. And those harvests would change also with the seasons. But so everything that you have done to no longer listen to your body and its desires when it comes to seasonal foods, Will you destroy and uncreate all that, please? Time's a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pud and puck, all nine shorts, boys, pole vaults, and beyond. Your body may have a different requirement in the winter than in the summer. Your body may be asking for different foods or the way that your food is prepared. So what if you started to really acknowledge that your body might be asking for something that is unusual at a different time of year? So everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive your body with that, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyond. The other thing that we often do is we buy a lot of points of views from everybody around us. And when it comes to food and bodies, there is many, 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 many points of views. So everything that you have done over your lifetime to purchase all of them and now believe in them and now perpetrate them on your body and you, will you destroy and uncreate all that, please, times a gazillion? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyond. What if you started to really look at what is true for me and my body? What actually works for me and my body? So everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive that, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyond. So are you truly willing to listen to your body? Everything that doesn't allow that times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyond. So this whole idea, for example, that you might be more susceptible to getting sick in the winter, will you please destroy and uncreate all that times a gazillion? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyond. If you were willing to listen to your body, and you just actually right now ask your body, so body truth, is it easier to get sick in the winter? Everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyond. So everything you have bought about, ooh, if it's cold outside, I'm going to catch a cold, and then I'm going to have this, and then I'm going to have that. Will you destroy and uncreate all that, please, times a gazillion? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyond. And you might have a similar thing in the summer too, because a lot of places nowadays have air conditioning. And then you might have the point of view, oh, I'm running around outside and I'm hot and I'm sweating. And then I go into the AC and I will get sick. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pull vats and beyond. So again, what does your body require to be healthy and strong? And everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive that, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pull vats, and beyond. What does your body require to be healthy and strong? And everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive that, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pull vats, and beyond. And if you have never ever been to a body class of Access Consciousness, or if you never even had your bars run, those are body processes that can really support your body for being healthier. And I have to say, for me personally, this is so true. When I first started with Access Consciousness, I was having colds pretty much every month. Every 2 months, I would be having some kind of cold. I would have a fever. I would get the sniffles. Like, I was kind of sick pretty much a lot. And when I started with Access Consciousness and I started getting my bars run and I started doing body processes every day with people, all of a sudden, my body didn't get sick anymore. So you can strengthen your immune system through all kinds of ways, but please listen to your body and see what your body is asking for to create that. So everything that brought up times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyond. And if you do have some stuff going on with your body, ask your body, body, would it be a contribution to take a 3-day body class? Or body, would it be a contribution to go to a body process facilitator and learn a process and then do exchanges? You know, ask your body if that would be a contribution. Your body knows. Your body oftentimes drags you to places. Have you ever noticed that your body sometimes brings you someplace and you don't even know, how did I get here? And then you're like, oh, this is nice. Oh, maybe your body brought you here. So maybe you can acknowledge that. So everything that is, times a gazillion, we just turn on creative, please. Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyonds. So what would it take also for you to really start receiving from the earth more? And it's really easy to do. You can just ask to pull energy from the center of the earth through your body. And you can ask for that at any given time. You don't have to be sitting on the grass. You don't have to be walking through the woods. You can ask for that energy anytime. And you can even say, could I please pull energy from fresh grass, from herbs, from trees, from the lakes, from the center of the earth? Whatever works for you, whatever could be fun for you, and whatever you might be perceiving as something that would be a contribution to your body. So everything that doesn't allow that times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyonds. So again, everything that you have done to live outside of the seasons, will you just join on creative, all that, please, times a gazillion? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyonds. And everything that doesn't allow you and your body to perceive what actually would be great to ingest, will you just join on create all that, please, times a gazillion? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyonds. And please remember, food is also an energy, and our bodies actually thrive from the energy of the food. And so, pay attention to where is my food coming from? Is this food a contribution to my body? Is this a contribution for my body to be happy and healthy and strong? So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyonds. And what if you didn't buy anymore that your body has certain things that are bad for it by default because people say so? Everything that is times a gazillion, will you just turn on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyond. What if you actually asked your body what it would like to ingest? So everything that doesn't allow that times a gazillion, will you just turn on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyond. And some of you may have the point of view that, oh, if I let my body rule whatever we're eating, then all I will be eating is sugar and ice cream and, you know, all this kind of stuff. Is that true? Is that actually what your body is asking for? I just wonder. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyond. But these are the kinds of decision we often make. Oh, if I let my body eat, I will be eating all the time. I'm gonna get fat. I'm gonna look like this. I'm gonna, God knows, whatever your point of views are. Everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyond. And please, guys, just recognize too that it's not super easy to just go from all these points of views that have been drilled into you for many, many years to listening to your body and having no point of view about food. There are so many points of views about food and so many points of views about what is good and bad for your body that It's going to take a little bit of space for you to get rid of some of those points of views and to really start listening to your body. So please give yourself that space. Please give yourself the possibility to do this with ease, without judging you all the time, without judging your body all the time. This is really a journey. It's a different journey that you can go on if you choose, and it might create something greater for you and your body. But please don't judge yourself if you're not constantly capable from your point of view of hearing what your body would like. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on Creative Please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and poc, all nine shorts, boys, pulvats, and beyonds. Cool. One other thing too, that is important to be aware of is that, part of being in the winter time is also shorter days. And so your body also functions with the sunlight and the rhythm that goes on with that. So shorter days might also be that your body doesn't desire to stay up as long as it would in the summer. So please don't judge yourself for that either. Okay. Your body may have other requirements in terms of like getting support to stay warm. What things will warm your body, not just clothing, but also what energies can warm your body. And then for the summertime, it's a different energy. So you might be noticing that you are staying up way longer, that you are eating things that are cooling your body, that you are asking for your body to be cooler and asking for whatever it is that creates the coolness in your body. So, but please remember that the length of the day also does play a role in our body's rhythm. And so again, the most important part here is to not judge you for when your body is doing something that you're not liking. For example, in the winter, sometimes people are like, oh, I'm tired all the time. I just want to sleep. Okay, cool. So what if that was okay? What if that's what your body requires? What if you are a little bit more like a hibernating animal that just wants to curl up and sleep? What if that was okay? So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on Creative Please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and poc, all nine shorts, boys, pulvats, and beyonds. And for how many of you in the summer, you just always like go, 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 and having a good time, and it seems like endless energy and very little sleep. And what if that was okay too? So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on Creative Please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and poc, all nine shorts, boys, pulvats, and beyonds. So just start with your body in a sense that when you catch yourself judging it, stop. Please, this is one thing that you can do. When you catch yourself judging your body, stop. What else could I choose right now? What else could I be grateful for right now with my body instead of judging it? So everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and poc, all nine shorts, boys, pulvats, and beyonds. Cool. So I'm happy to have you guys ask questions. Could also be about something else. Conscious footprints is just a little bit of a play on words, instead of carbon footprint, why not have a conscious footprint on this planet? So everything that is, will you just join on Creative Please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and poc, all nine shorts, boys, pulvats, and beyonds.
So this is Karen. Can I interrupt and ask a question?
Sure.
So I was thinking, so animals sort of have that natural rhythm, right, with the seasons and everything else. What would it take for us to pay more attention and rather than judging the animals wrong for sleeping so much in the wintertime, right? So, what are some animal behaviors that we can kind of cue in to cue us to take care of our bodies as well?
Yeah, good suggestion. You can use anything in nature. You can use the animals, you can use the trees and the flowers and everything. Everything has that rhythm. And it's not just a seasonal rhythm, it's also a rhythm with the moon, the full moon and the new moon. And there's so many other rhythms, there's daily rhythms, there's so much that really everything lives by, but we have been pulling ourselves out of that quite dynamically. But it doesn't mean that you do not have to look for the connection, because you are connected to nature. You just have to look at tearing down all the walls and barriers that you have put up in order to no longer be connected. So what we have done is we have destroyed basically the connection, but the connection, well, we have destroyed it to a degree, but to me it's just a little bit of a different energy. If I'm trying to look for a connection with nature, but I actually have it naturally, then I might be looking for something that I have already found, instead of actually looking at, okay, so what if I just acknowledged I am connected to nature, and how can I have more of that? And how can I receive more of that? And pretty much everything that's in the way of that, destroy and uncreate it. So it's just a little bit of a different perspective, that might be helpful, because a lot of people are asking, to create a connection with nature, but you cannot really truly separate yourself. You can put up a lot of walls and barriers, and it might be as a separation, but in truth, that connection is never completely severed.
So question, what kind of barriers and separations do we put up so that I can become more aware if we're always connected, but obviously we're so disconnected.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of curious because lately I've been my mother, Chinese, right? She used to make red bean soup for the winter because that's a warming soup in Chinese medicine, and then green bean soup, mung bean soup, for the summer because that's a cooling food. And
Yeah.
lately I've been craving. I was like, I gotta make that red bean soup. I gotta make that red bean soup. So obviously my body needs something in there as well.
Yeah.
So these things do peek through, but what barriers do we put up to stop that or not listen?
Yeah, pretty much the judgments. Our biggest barriers that we create is judgments. And so, and we're very fast when it comes to judgments, especially when it comes to bodies. There's a lot of judgments there, and food too. Even in my lifetime, when I grew up, they were telling us that you should eat margarine instead of butter. Now they're saying, no, don't eat margarine, eat butter. I mean, this is just one example of the insanity when it comes to what is healthy for your body supposedly, and what is bad for your body supposedly. And to really get over all that and get around all of that is not going to take place with one clearing and one change here, but this is something where every day you can pay attention, and you can really look at the food that you are about to buy and ask your body, "Body, would you like this?" And really ask your body, and basically maybe say before that, "Hey, so everywhere I bought any idea about what this food means, I'll now destroy and uncreate it times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyonds." And then, "Hey, body, would you like this? Is this something that you would like to ingest?" And you can ask ingest, because sometimes our bodies can also thrive from just sensing food. So, like smells, how often have you walked by a place and you just smelled the food, like a restaurant or a bakery, and you just smelled the food and you felt completely satisfied? So everything that is times a gazillion, will you dish down on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pull vats, and beyonds. So your body might actually be happy with just having the food there, not necessarily even eating it. And these are all the things where, the more you're willing to get rid of the judgments that you have with your body, and the more that you are starting to get free of them, that's when you are going to get even more dynamic communication from your body. And your body will let you know what it desires to have and also what doesn't work. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just turn on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pulvas, and beyonds. And Julie is actually writing, yeah, it's so funny. One summer my body wanted to buy lettuce every week at the farmer's market, but it never wanted to actually ingest it at home.
I have to say that you also get that energy maybe from cookbooks too, because I have so many cookbooks and lately I've been buying more cookbooks. I was like, why do you want more cookbooks? But my body actually felt lighter to buy these cookbooks. And I was like, okay. So I wonder, because the images and whatever the pictures sort of excite your body or stimulate your body some way. So cool. Thank you, Susie.
And thank you for that, because one thing that Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, has said pretty much from the beginning is that our bodies actually thrive on the energy. And he was comparing food and eating to like a homeopathic remedy. And if you guys know homeopathy, basically it is all based on the energy. And the more diluted the energy is, so the potency gets stronger with the dilution of it, which, if you think about it logically, makes absolutely no sense. But if you take a 1 mL a homeopathic remedy, it is much stronger than a 30C, which is actually has way more of the thing in it. It's less diluted, but yet the potency of that is less. So this is just one of those things where if you start to actually look at that and go, oh, maybe I don't have to eat as much. Maybe it is more about the energy of the food. And even science says that it takes us more energy to digest our food than what the food is giving us. So scientifically speaking, this whole thing of food gives us energy is actually incorrect. Yet, when we look around in the world, if people don't eat enough, they starve to death. But I sometimes wonder, is that just a point of view that creates that? And please don't get me wrong, I'm not saying people can starve. Like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I wonder what creates the starving part when maybe we could receive energy from other places. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just start on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pull vats, and beyonds. Cool. And Gloria is asking, is there a clearing to help my body heal from a serious injury in my hand? I would say, Gloria, like an injury part, I would definitely do some body processes on that. And if you have anybody around you, it is always more dynamic to have somebody else run a body process than running it on yourself. And so if you have anybody around you that would be willing to just put their hands on, please, your body will let them know what the energy is that it would like to receive, but just have people put their hands on you, and see what can change. And everything that doesn't allow that times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pull vats, and beyond. And yeah, do ask your body what else it requires. What else does it require for this to heal with ease? Might even be Movement. You know, a lot of times people say, well, if you have a bad injury, don't move. But bodies don't do well when they're sedentary. Most of our bodies enjoy movement. And oftentimes we're very sedentary in this reality. And so ask your body if it would like to move. So everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy or not create it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, spores, povats, and beyonds. And Julie is saying, this reality says you can go 3 days without food and live. My body has not required food for up to 5 days and up to 9 days at a time. Yeah, and there's many people that fast for like a month or even more than that, and they're also not dying. And there is a lady that lived from basically just sunlight, and she didn't die. So there are many, many things out there that could be so different. So everything that doesn't allow you to have that difference with your body, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, spores, povats, and beyonds. Yeah, so what miracle can you be with your body that you haven't allowed? And everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, spores, povats, and beyond. I don't know how that works. I put it on do not disturb, and it disturbs me anyway. Sorry about that, guys. Cool. So, what other questions do you guys have? What else? Nothing.
All right, this is Karen again. My husband just
Hi.
recently got di he has MS for like 30 years, and he just recently di got diagnosed with like his he's not producing the red blood cells or the white blood at a very extremely low level, which was interesting because he's on ferritin to increase his iron levels because he was anemic, low blood, and then now 3 months later, like all of a sudden it's just like dipped again. And when I tap in, it's like his bone marrow is really brittle and dry. It's not producing. So you said body processes, and is there a body process for hydration of bones or?
Yes, I am actually terrible with remembering all the body processes, but there are some. And when was the last body class? Did you take a body class, Karen?
About 3 years ago.
Look through your manual because I
Okay.
actually that process is something that has been around for a while. It might even be in there. And if there isn't a process in there, just ask his body what it requires and put your hands on him.
No, that was just what you said. So I was like, she sort of answered the question, but I thought I would ask if there was more. So thank you, Susie.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, definitely. I mean, our bodies know what they desire. I really have learned this so much from the horses. I've done so much body work on horses over the years. And also in classes. And I always find it fascinating. Whenever I try to do a demonstration on a horse and I say, okay, so let me just show you how to do this on this particular horse, it always goes sideways. It never works. The horse is like, no, don't touch me. No, I'm going away. No. And I'm like, can you just please stand still so I can show people something? And so what I realized is, that basically the animals won't just tolerate you groping them or running an energy on them they don't require. They don't like that. And my cat was super brutal with that. She literally would run away. I could pet her, but the second I asked for an energy to run, she was looking at me like, you asshole, and she would run. And it was so interesting to me because I realized, oh, the body, if it doesn't require anything, the body will just be like, "Hey, what are you doing?" Because, but if the body requires something, it will soak it up. We've had horses stand there for like over an hour and soak in energy from five, six people touching it. And we've had horses that wouldn't receive a second. So everything that is times a gazillion, we just turn on Creta, please. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pull vats, and beyonds. So please just, recognize that when you put your hands on a body, and that body requires an energy, it will start to pull that energy. And you may not even know what the name is of that energy that you're running, but the body will just, suck it up. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pull vats, and beyonds. And Gloria was asking, how do I learn to trust my body and not allow my mind to rule? I would say this is something that is a gradual process where you just get diligent and really start to recognize when your mind is ruling. It's usually every time you're trying to justify something, every time you're trying to explain something. So when you go into because, when you are starting to kind of get really heavy because you're thinking about it like a lot, and it just has that sense of getting heavier and heavier, that's usually when you're in your mind. When you're following the energy, it usually has more space to it. There's more lightness in the universe with it, and you don't get stuck in a point of view, because when you follow the energy, you're willing to follow the energy. But if you're stuck in a point of view, or if you are stuck with your mind, then you now all of a sudden, when you bump up against something, you're going to start to justify it, or you're going to start to explain it to yourself. That's when you're, in your mind more. And the way to really change that is to just be more diligent and catch yourself in the act and go, oh, is this my mind talking? Yes. Okay, cool. So how could I have more of the energy talking here? And everything that doesn't allow that times a gazillion, let's just join on creative, please. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pull vats, and beyond. Yeah, Susan. Hi.
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 Hello. Can you talk about anti-aging?
Anti-aging.
Yes. Or whatever you want, reversing it or whatever,
Yeah. Well, one.
I just have so much stuff going on with my body about, like skiing, not skiing like I used to. I just got back from a yoga class. I used to be able to like da 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 da, and then I had a few injuries, and then it's like I get scared to do stuff, and I just hit a big birthday, and that's like, trust me, I'm using it to my advantage and getting discounts here and there, but it's like that's not it, so
Right.
please. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, so one of the things that Gary Douglas talks about with all of that is that to really look at how can I generate my body every day. So it's not about trying to, he does talk a little bit about reverse aging with himself and that he's asking his body to reverse aging. But when you really start asking him questions, it's always about generation. So how can I generate my body with ease every day, every day, every day, every day? And when stuff comes up where you all of a sudden are afraid to do something, please ask, who does this belong to? This is a very important tool, especially when it comes to aging in our bodies, because again, there are so many points of views. You're supposed to start having glasses when you're 40. Well, I complied with that. You're supposed to start farting when you're 80. Like you're supposed to, have brittle bones when you're like whatever. And there are so many things that are basically prescribed by this reality. When you hit this age, your body will do that. When you hit that age, your body will do that. And to really not buy into that reality, but to be willing to ask your body, are we good to Be on a bicycle? Body, are we good to take a run? Body, are we good to swim? Body, are we good to climb up these stairs or this ladder? Ask your body.
Good. Thank you. So it's how can I generate my body
Ask
every day?
it. Ask it.
Generate.
Generate it.
Generate. It's like a generator. It's like, I don't know what.
Yeah, you're basically creating your body anew. And the interesting part is, this is actually a reality. In truth, our body does renew itself constantly. Our cellular structure does constantly produce. And yet, we're like, oh, our skin gets all wrinkly and we're losing collagen and oh my God, But is it really that, or is it the point of view that's creating that?
Right.
So
Is that
everything.
different than destroying and uncreating your body every day?
You don't necessarily destroy your body every day and uncreate it. You destroy your relationship to your body every day.
Thank you.
So it's not about destroying and uncreating your body, but really to ask for the relationship you have with your body, because the relationship to your body, relationship in itself is always the distance between two objects. That's what relationship means. They are in relation to each other. And so you want to destroy and uncreate the relationship with your body every day so that you can actually start to perceive, know, be, and receive what your body desires and requires.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Thanks.
you're welcome. Yeah, and also this whole idea of, so everything that you bought about aging and what that looks like for you, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. So it sort of is this strange thing where we are also always pushing against something. We're trying to push against aging. But anytime you're resisting something very dynamically, you actually are creating more of it because you are constantly basically in that energy and you're constantly focusing on that energy. So instead of really going like, well, who does all this belong to? Return to sender. And then allowing yourself to actually ask, hey, buddy, what can we be and do today to generate us? And everything that doesn't allow that, times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. And this can be an energy, and this can be an action, and this can be both and beyond. So cool. And Karen is writing for bone marrow health for blood. I get the legend of El Dorado. How does that tie into bone marrow? Hey, don't try to make any of this, don't try to make it make sense to you. And don't try to explain it to yourself, because a lot of these energies, they don't make sense and they don't. They're not about finding the logic in them. It's really more about, hey, is this body process a contribution to the body? Yes or no? It's that simple. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to analyze it. You don't have to define it. You just put your hands on and boom. It's really that easy. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool, vats, and beyonds. And yes, Gary and Dane come up with a lot of body processes. And so they do have names, and therefore there is a definition of that energy. And that energy is a contribution to certain things. And yet, at the same time, you don't have to know all these energies to run a body process. Because a lot of times it's really just the body will literally turn on whatever that energy is that it requires. Everything that is times a gazillion. We are just down on creative, please. Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. Cool. So, what else?
When you said you can pull energy from the earth, you also can pull energy from all the planets, from the entire
Correct.
universe.
Yes, exactly. That is very true. Yes.
All right, so this is Karen again.
Yes.
So so you talked about winter and the seasons, and I just, so thank you so much for that. And I tried hot yoga because it's not available here. I was visiting my daughter in DC and she loves hot yoga. And I don't like heat. Okay. I like it at 75 degrees. That's my, you know, too hot or too cold. 75 is my temperature. Okay. And I was surprised at, it was, you know, they keep it at 102, I think it is. And it was like, well ventilated. It was not too hot. I didn't overheat. I sweat, but I didn't overheat myself. So I'm just wondering, is that also something that my body required? Because I was really drawn to it, you know, and partly because I was doing it with my daughter, right? And doing something with my daughter. So what can I ask to ask
yeah,
my body?
And exactly. And what if all of that is also a contribution? Like even if it was just to do something with your daughter. I mean, that also creates something, you know, when you're doing something for yourself that is enjoyable and your body is enjoying that energy, and then maybe it is only a one-time thing, or maybe it is more often. So you can just ask, hey, body, would you like to do hot yoga again?
The answer is no. So it must have
Yeah.
been the experience with my daughter, and that
Yeah.
was... Yeah, that was okay.
Yeah,
Thank
and
you.
acknowledge that too, you know, because it doesn't matter. Our bodies, that's one thing also to recognize, you know, you, the being, will not be doing hot yoga, but your body does hot yoga. And so, you know, the being also has this body right now to experience all these fun things like hot yoga. And so, you know, as a being, you cannot experience hot yoga. You need a body for that. And so how many things are we denying ourselves? And, you know, instead of actually enjoying our bodies. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyond. And enjoying the body can have so many variables and can look so many different ways. But what would it take for you to really recognize that you can enjoy your body? And what would it be for you to enjoy your body? What kinds of things would be enjoyable to you? So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pull vats, and beyonds.
Thank you for that clarification, because I was looking up for hot yoga near me, right here in Portland, Maine. And then I was like, oh, no, I was just an experience for my daughter. I don't really want to pursue that. So
yeah.
Thank you for that clarification.
Yeah, but that's also good to just recognize and then also know that, hey, oh yeah, I can do it with my daughter and it is fun and I'm enjoying it a lot, but I don't have to go and do it myself.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, thank you for that. Because, yeah, so often we come to conclusion because we enjoyed something and then we think we have to repeat it. But it wasn't actually the thing. It was the circumstances and everything around it that made it enjoyable. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyonds. Yeah, cool.
I have a question. This is
Yes.
Lizona.
Hi, about animals and body processes. So in my current reality, with people, it is very easy for me to communicate with their bodies and understand what body process they will receive most from. But with animals, it's a bit muddled in my world.
Okay.
Is there anything which I can do to bring more clarity? Me also being a doctor, the animals practitioners, I'm finding it. Is it a failure on me that I'm not finding out what I should do with them?
Well, okay, so first of all, everywhere where you're trying to make this significant and where you're trying to get it right, will you destroy and uncreate all that, please?
Yes.
Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyond. I find it easier to work with animals because they let you know so quickly when you're approaching them with an energy they don't desire. So in a way, it's harder because you with a person, you make an agreement. You lay on the table and I run a body process on you. And then usually that's how it goes. But with an animal, you don't do it that way because you really can't. And so then it's like, oh, now what? Okay. So you have to be more willing to actually ask, okay, so animal, do you actually require a body process? Because sometimes they really just don't, and then they won't sit there and let you run a process if they don't require it. And if they do, and if they would like to have it, they let you know. And oftentimes you might start the process somewhere, let's say you started on their shoulders, and then they start wiggling and wiggling and wiggling until you have your hands in the spot that they desire.
Yes, that's true.
So they keep moving, and so just trust that. The more that you can just trust, it's not about you doing something right or wrong. You don't have to get it right. You can't do anything wrong, and just allow yourself to be present with them and just ask, hey, do you require a body process? Body, and talk to their body. Yes, no, yes, no, and just see what is lighter.
Oh, thank you so much. I just got a clarity that because they don't speak, I'm not able to communicate with them. That was the conversation I had. And also, I'm talking mostly to deal with the street animals and street. And I had this conversation that they need something from me all the time. So they are whole, complete as they are. Now I got that awareness, and they're not necessarily seeking, healing or body process from me. I just have to accept and receive. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And the ones that desire it from you, believe me, they will show up on your doorstep.
They do, they do. Thank you again.
You're welcome, and thank you. And Susan, you said you had an unrelated question.
Well, now it might be related. I have these mice in my garage. They're eating my leather, they're eating my plastic. So I read, I wanted to be humane about it, and I read, I put peppermint oil on my car and in cotton balls. So I bought a mouse trap, the best kind you can get that you, and I set two traps. And I went away on the weekend. I came back last night to check it. I had my partner go out there to make sure there was no dead mouse. The trap is gone. 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 Now, so what do you do? I mean, I'm like, you, okay, I tried to be nice. Now I'm going to kill him.
Well, so the thing is, just to recognize too, animals are opportunistic, and so when it's cold outside, they also are looking for places to basically stay warm and survive and all of that. So, the thing with these rodents or any kind of animals that are around our houses, they take the chance if there is a small hole somewhere, they will use that hole to get into whatever they get into. So, it's all about basically they are opportunists. So, There isn't a lot of conversation you can have with them to basically talk them out of leaving you a nice warm garage because they're like, well, why should I move out into the cold if I have this garage? Yeah, this makes no sense. So, you cannot really evict them that way. So in terms of like, what do you do with situations like that? The only thing you can do is to find out how they get in and remedy that situation. That's the best. I'm actually dealing with this in my house right now. They are in the attic and I found a few places, but what I do is I trap them in like a, I trap them in a tin, in a tin trap that is basically a live trap. It doesn't kill them. And then I just throw them out, in the garden. I'm like, you guys know your way around. So here you go. Off you go. But, I'm stuffing my house. So you guys, you have to find new homes. Sorry. and that's my way of dealing with it. But there is no way to reason with them in this situation. You cannot, animal communication in this way won't help you because the mouse is not going to say, oh, yeah, I understand. I'm going to leave your house. No.
But
So.
it's in my car. It's in my car. It's eating the leather in my car. I'm like,
Well, yeah, exactly. It's frustrating.
I'm gonna go and I'm gonna duct tape it right after we. Thank you.
Yeah.
There's this hole in it. I'm gonna
Yeah,
duct tape.
well, the biggest thing really is to make sure wherever they come in, and if you know that area, then duct tape may not be enough, but I'm sure somebody can help you with more details on how to make that mouse proof, but
Thank you.
yeah.
Thanks. Thank
You're
you.
welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, Karen.
So Lisona's question made me wonder also. I have a friend that I do bars exchanges with, and I can work on her dogs and work on her husband, and neither of them will stand there for her to work on them. Is there a way for me to explain that to her in a kind manner? I don't get it either. I mean, but the dog would just stand there. Her husband will let me work on him, but he won't let her work on him.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, it depends on the situation a little bit, and you maybe ask the universe to assist you in finding the words that she can hear. And what can she hear? Can you say something like, "Hey, are you actually trying to heal your animal? Are you trying to fix your husband? Are you vested in the outcome?" You can maybe ask in that direction where she maybe recognizes that she's doing one of these things. And I'm not saying she is, but a lot of times when animals are not willing to receive from us, or also people, it's because they can sense that we want to fix them, or we want to change them in the way that we think they should be changed, which is not honoring the being or the body of the animal or the person. When you're trying to fix something or rescue something, you are actually not looking at what is the choice that this animal or the person has, and and honoring their choice, whatever it might be. But when you're trying to fix it, then you're basically saying, well, I know what this could look like, and I'm going to work on that until it looks that way. Well, that doesn't include the other person's choice.
Okay. Thank you. And as you're talking, I got the energy of how much anger or resentment she has towards her husband or her animal that she has to take care of them. So there is a little bit of, that
Yeah.
energy is not whatever. So thank you.
Yeah, and then of course, the animals and her husband receive that energy, and even though she may not talk about it at all, and it may not be something she would ever say out loud or even act on, but when the energy is there, then that speaks louder than words.
Yeah, I don't live with them, so I don't have to. I don't
Yeah,
have that. That's very
exactly.
cool. Thank you,
Yeah,
Susie.
you're welcome. Thank you. Well, thanks to all of you for being here. I'm really grateful. Please, guys, you know, these are occurring like about once a month. You know, it's not always the same day. And it's not always the same time. Sometimes it's Europe friendly, sometimes it's going to be Asia friendly. We also do some translation into Spanish and Portuguese every now and again. So please share this with others if you have a sense that this is like a contribution. You know, this is anybody can sign up, anybody can listen to this. There are no prerequisites, and obviously it is free, so you know, anybody can enjoy this. So if you want to share it around, please by all means do. And if people want to sign up for it so that they know when the next one is, just send them to the page where they can so we can inform them when the next one is. So again, thank you all so much for being here. I really appreciate you all, and we'll see you next time. And yeah, enjoy your body. What else is possible? Okay, everybody, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank
Thank
you
you so much.
welcome.
Bye,
Bye.
Susie.
Bye, Susie.
Bye.